Relatives of those slain in the Uvalde school massacre reached a $2 million settlement with Texas authorities over the deadly 2022 rampage, officials confirmed.
The group also announced their intent to pursue lawsuits against numerous Texas Department of Public Safety officers and Uvalde's school district. The announcement comes nearly 2 years after a teenage gunman tragically killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Norway, Ireland, and Spain declared their formal recognition of Palestine as a state effective Tuesday in an effort to revitalize the hoped-for two-state solution to decades of conflict between Israel and Palestinians in the region.
Amid a war that has claimed and injured countless lives, Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre stressed the critical importance of keeping alive the sole political alternative for Israelis and Palestinians alike, two states living side by side in peace and security, according to a news release. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Boeing's Starliner manned crew flight test has been indefinitely postponed after encountering a series of issues, NASA officials confirmed.
The launch, originally scheduled for no earlier than Saturday, has been canceled and no new date has been announced. The initial May 6th launch date to send a crew to the International Space Station was previously canceled, and subsequently, the launch date was pushed back multiple times. Jim Kender reporting.
Former GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley stated she will vote for former President Donald Trump in November, despite her disappointments with him.
Haley was asked who she believes would better handle national security issues in the White House, Joe Biden or Donald Trump. The former United Nations ambassador said she prioritizes a president who will hold enemies accountable, secure the border, and support capitalism and freedom, and that while Trump has not been perfect on these policies, Biden has been a catastrophe. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Senator Rick Scott has officially declared his candidacy to become the next Senate Republican leader.
Scott announced his plans to seek the top party leadership position in a letter to his Republican colleagues Wednesday afternoon. "I believe that our voters want us to use this leadership election to make a choice to upend the status quo in Washington," Scott said in the letter. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A second person in the United States has contracted bird flu, health officials confirmed.
The case was identified in a Michigan farm worker who had regular exposure to livestock infected with avian influenza, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services stated. The CDC said the Michigan dairy worker was being monitored due to their work exposure to infected cattle. Kyle Norris reporting.
The U.S. Postal Service will have to compensate a probationary mail carrier in Oregon who was fired after reporting an on-the-job injury, a scenario that federal officials allege is all too common at the USPS.
A federal judge has ordered the Postal Service to pay the worker $141,307 in lost wages and damages for emotional distress following a two-day trial. The Department of Labor announced. The USPS didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Elvis Presley's iconic home of Graceland did not go up for auction on Thursday after all.
In a hearing that only lasted about 8 minutes, Chancellor Joe Day Jenkins adjourned the sale of Graceland, saying, "The notary has sworn that the notary did not notarize the signature of Lisa Marie Presley on the deed of trust, which brings into question the authenticity of the signature," Paul Gomez reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.